Hello, brave BKFK adventurers. It's almost time for Christmas. We want to make this Christmas season as special for you as we can. Firstly, we've republished the whole of The Wizard of Oz. It's all there for you to listen to. Secondly, you probably know that every week we produce an extra little story for our patrons. It's our way of saying thanks to them for keeping By Kids for Kids going. Well, we'd like to say thank you to all of you. So we will be releasing 8 of these mini episodes in the next few weeks just to keep you entertained between our main stories. These stories are Aesop's fables, which we've rewritten as rhyming stories. By the way, you know we're having a survey to find out what works for you? If you didn't, you can find it in the show notes of this episode. Well, we had a really good suggestion from Myla, Ellie, and Marty. They suggested we have a quiz after every episode. What a brilliant idea! If you'd like to take the quiz, just listen after the story for the quiz questions. If you like the idea of quiz questions with By Kids for Kids, write to us and let us know. We'd love to hear from you. Today's Aesop's fable is my favorite. It's very funny. It's called The Donkey and the Dog. A farmer had a donkey and a dog upon his farm. The donkey carried loads for him. The dog kept him from harm. When he went to market and he left them all alone, they'd greet him with excitement just as soon as he was home. The dog would bark excitedly and leap and jump around. The farmer always brought a treat to feed the happy hound. The donkey trotted up to him and let out a loud bray. It didn't know what else to do, because that's what donkeys say. It also wanted something, perhaps something nice to eat. But it was disappointed when it didn't get a treat. The donkey watched the farmer scratch the dog behind the ear. And as it watched, the donkey had an interesting idea. It thought about a way in which a present could be earned. It tried it out the next time when the farmer had returned. It ran up to the farmer and it made a doggy sound. It wagged its little donkey tail and panted like a hound. It lay upon the floor and put its legs up in the air. The farmer just ignored it as he sat down on a chair. The donkey got back to its feet and ran about the place. It jumped onto the farmer and began to lick his face. The farmer was astonished and he shouted, "Cut it out!" Then suddenly he understood what this was all about. He patted the poor donkey and he looked into its eyes. "By acting like a dog," he said, "you hope to earn a prize. I have been a silly fool. I have been so unfair. I should also give you treats to show you that I care. You don't have to try and be a dog, because you're not. I love you just the way you are. I really do, a lot." And since then, when he came home after he had been away, the farmer gave a carrot when he heard the donkey bray. Alrighty, it's time for the first ever BKFK quiz. Question number one. Why was the donkey sad when the farmer came back from the market? The donkey didn't get a treat like the dog. How did the donkey try to get a treat from the farmer? By acting like a dog. How did the donkey try to act like a dog to get the farmer's attention? Wagged its tail and panted and licked the farmer's face. What did the farmer say to the donkey when he understood its actions? "I love you just the way you are. I really do, a lot." In the end, how did the donkey get treated when the farmer returned home? the farmer gave the donkey a carrot when it brayed. Hey guys, if you like this episode, please share it with your friends and family. It is one of the best ways to support BKFK Storytime.